All right. We're going to taper up. Do a good job. Make sure it's a surprise. So, all right. Go ahead, taper up right there. All right, who else wants to taper up? There's one more piece. Oh. All right. We're going to... Okay, here you go. Can someone tape? I'm sorry. Okay, make sure she don't get her mouth. Okay. All right, Debbie. Here's your Christmas hat. Who wants this gift? Anybody want this gift? Yay, okay. All right, we can do one more. We got a big gift bag here. Who wants to be the gift? You want to be the gift? Hurry up, buddy. Ready? Jump in. Can you open this for me? One, two, three. All right. All right. Who wants this gift? All right. You want it? So, do you remember the story? Do you remember the story of the wise men? Sometimes we say there's three wise men there, but the Bible actually doesn't say how many wise men. And what did they bring to Jesus? Do you remember? Who remembers? What did they bring for Jesus and this Joseph and Mary? What did they bring? Did they bring gifts? Did they bring gifts to Jesus? They did. But you know what? This Christmas season, yeah, you know, sometimes we give money to God or gifts to God. But you know what's the most important thing that we can ever give to God? You yourself as a gift. More than anything else in the world, Jesus wants you as his gift, right? And so sometimes we call that surrender, right? When we give our all to Jesus, in a way, it's like we're giving ourselves as a gift to Jesus. So this Christmas season, you know what's most important than gifts or presents and giving of yourself to God? Does that make sense? All right. That's our story for today. So remember, you are the most precious thing to Jesus, and the thing that he wants most is you in his life. All right, we can go back to your seats now. You can come out of here. One, two, three. And Debbie, we can unwrap you if you want. Okay. Go ahead. You can keep the hat, though. Thank you, guys. You could go back to your seats. Yes.